Maybe before I say too many words, that we could all close our eyes just for a second here and invoke that trustworthy state of being, that central core calm spot that you know and trust. Just hang in that space just for a couple of breaths. So when we talk about trustworthy, in some sense, talking about an experience and not a mental exercise. Because the mental exercise of trust has become a calculation. I mean, we've been taught to not trust charlatans or people that are trying to sell you something. They're going to take advantage of you. There's your partner, and they know all your buttons and triggers, so you can't quite trust them. Mentally, there's that cage. It's easy to get into that cage intellectually. But in the heart, the sense of trust is, I believe, that being, that sense of I exist. And I love it when Carolyn does the form and she describes, she says, like, let's all get into the state of awareness itself. It's just like, that's it. That's being. Being is this, you're alive, but you're not trying to build or tear anything down. You're not actually trying to feel. You feel, but it's because it's coming through you. And so one of this response notion that we were talking about with blessing is unlimited blessing is coming through us all the time. It's one way of looking at it. Now, you don't have to trust my words. You feel it or you don't. If you feel it, then you can trust the feeling. You don't have to trust the words. I might not say it quite right. My family, I don't even know if my mom put down silverware. I mean, you know, TV dinners, you just get the chicken wing and anyway. We can compare poverty stories sometime. It's gruesome. But when we were talking before about this notion of blessings, the blessing is we have an option to feel this blessing that's coming from our own being. Because in that still space, it's filled with, we want to call it, it's the energy, and that energy is supporting us. It's loving us. So that is the blessing. What often happens is, I think we have our barriers between that blessing and our ability to respond to it. So there's this lack of trust, but the trust isn't the feeling. The trust is in the head in that case. So when the trust is the feeling, you feel it. When you have to analyze, is this right? Is this wrong? Does it fit into my cosmology to express love? I mean, then you're kind of in a place where you're not in a field that you share with others. You're just in your head. Or you're just in your doubts. And that's normal. We're all there, and we all have a cultural point where we feel discomfort. And I think going to a trustworthy place is to back off from that just a tad and say, can I feel that sense of existing in the spirit of life and let that flow through me? Can I get in that flow state with what's happening without, you know, gobbling it up mentally and saying, oh, I believe all that? Or the opposite, spitting it out and saying, I don't believe any of that. Because that's just the mental game. That's when this week has been sort of a topic for me of learning to live in the speed of trust. And that can be between you and your feelings. It can be between you and what you're hearing. You don't have to buy things. Just let it in. Let it come to your being. See if it fits. Feel it. And when you do that with a group of people, you create a kind of field of trust. Because it's a possibility that you can empathize with that other person, as Barbara brought up in our consideration. When you have a field of empathy, you can then communicate. Before that, you can't, because you only hear your own doubts. You're at this place where all you hear are your doubts. Or you think, they're trying to take advantage of me again. So no negotiation really takes place because you have to protect yourself, protect your idea, protect your notion of what's real. That's a different place than being in that that centering sense of being, appreciating that other individual. I mean, you may have to discern later, absolutely. But understand what's going on so you can feel the blessing.